So very good morning to you and welcome to the Morning Review with me, Zane Johnson, until 12 o'clock in for Lester Kivett this morning. We asked the question, what impact does gun violence have on the psyche of young people on the Cape Flats? What do they think of what it means to own and shoot a gun? What is their take on the control of firearms in their communities? And last Thursday, Parliament's policing portfolio delayed tabling the amended Firearms Control Act, allowing for more time to engage. Now, this week, Gun Free South Africa is calling on the youth to make their voice heard in gun control for violence prevention. Adele Kirsten, Director of Gun Free South Africa, joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Adele, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane, and hello to your listeners.
Just let's start very quickly, Adele. How many guns is a layperson, not just the specialist who goes out hunting or protection services or anything like that, just an ordinary person, how many guns can you own?
Under the current law, there's one handgun for self-defense. And then there are an additional three guns, but that would be for special reasons, like for business purposes, etc. So one of the key principles of the current law is limiting the number of guns any one person can have, as well as the kind of weapon you can have.
So basically, any person at any given time with the necessary proof and the necessary requirements can own four guns at one time.
Correct.
And what are the eligibility standards that must be met in order for one then to own a gun? What are the different categories and requirements in owning a firearm?
So there are a number of requirements. One is age. You have to be over the age of 21. The other is obviously no criminal record, but also no history of violent behavior. And there are very specific provisions in the current law around domestic violence and convictions under the Domestic Violence Act. And then there are also issues around whether you have previous, you know, convictions. I think the issue around violence and violence against women in particular, we know are one of the kind of biggest indicators for future violence. And this is one of the areas that the current amendment seeks to strengthen quite substantially. So the amendment is raising the bar for gun owners or potential gun owners to come into the system. And this is one of the key issues that young people that we work with are concerned about. They're concerned about the easy availability of weapons. They're concerned about the age. They want to raise the age to 26. And most of the young people we engaged with were very clear that there were too many guns circulating in their community. They are tired of gun violence. They wanted to stop. And they see reducing the availability of guns as one way to do that.
Your big focus is to mitigate the effects of gun violence on children and youth. And, you know, I'm sorry to say this, and I know that gun owners are definitely going to take me on in terms of this, and people are going to say, but I, you know, the law cannot protect me, and therefore I need to own a gun, and I need to own four guns and three guns and whatever. But we are a very violent society, and the addition of adding guns to that particular scenario just makes it very difficult. And it doesn't only make it difficult just for, you know, and we see this every day, Adele, where people are using firearms to kill and murder their partners, and where firearms are lost and firearms are taken out of circulation, and crimes are committed with this. And, you know, one can take this even further, Adele, when you look at very sort of army-driven and military-driven weapons that are in the hands of criminals who do cash-in-transit heists. But your big focus is on the gun violence on children and youth. How are you going to engage, or how do you aim to engage the youth in terms of gun violence?
So one of the reasons we focus on young people in particular, we work with organizations that focus on children and children's rights, but our main focus is with young people, usually between the age of 18 to 24, living in communities affected by high levels of gun violence. And we do a number of things. We segment our audience. So we work with young girls and teach them self-defense. We call it gloves up, guns down. We also work and run dialogues, particularly with young men, creating a space for them to explore what it means to own a gun, why they're attracted to guns. But for example, through the latest amendment process, we ran several workshops across about 10 communities where we engaged young people in saying, what are your concerns about gun violence? This is what the amendment is proposing. How does what you experience on the ground connect to what government is suggesting? And this is why I guess we're advocating that young people's voices need to come into the process. They pay the price for the easy availability of guns. That age group, particularly our young men, are most vulnerable for being shot and killed. And so I guess, you know, why do we focus on that group? Because, you know, the evidence shows us that that group is at risk. They are also at risk for perpetration. And so we need to look at both the easy availability of guns, but we need to understand the demand. Why are people wanting guns, and particularly young people? So it's really trying to bring the voice of young people, to amplify their voice into the policy process, because this law, the amendment, if it goes through like it in its current form, it would positively impact on the lives of young people. But under the current conditions, there are just too many guns flooding communities, and their lives are dramatically affected. And I guess then, I mean, given that you're in Cape Town, you should have someone from, or some of the people from Red Cross Children's Hospital come and talk about the impact on children. You know, these are people, children under the age of 12.
I think, Adele, you know, if anybody in Cape Town wants to know what's happening on the Cape Flats, they should just come and have a look at my stream of WhatsApp messages that I get every single day about people being shot, and photographs of people being shot. And we're looking at, and I would actually like to have statistics on this as to how many people get shot over a weekend in Cape Town. How many people die from being killed by guns in Cape Town? So, you know, if you'd like to join this conversation, I'd love to hear from you on 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. A lot of crime and communities, and this is a WhatsApp that's just come in, Adele, a lot of crime and communities, gun violence is perpetrated by gangs and illegal weapons. So how does this law help those guns, get those guns off the streets?
It helps it in a number of ways. One is, we know that most illegal guns were once legal. So your point about loss and theft, it basically turns off the tap for illegal guns. But the other is because we know that a lot of guns, particularly into the Western Cape, Cape Flats areas, are coming from the state, from police, from state armory. There are much stricter provisions in the current amendment to make the state accountable for its own guns. And in fact, that's an area that, as Gun-Free South Africa and most of our allies, feel needs to be strengthened. There needs to be much stricter what we call stockpile management and much greater accountability on the part of the state for the control over their guns. We have to do both. It's not an either or. You have to control your legal stocks. That will reduce your illegal stocks, and then you have to mop up your illegal guns. And we know, if you read Mark Shaw's book, Give Us More Guns, you will see how the influx and availability of guns over the last 10 years has altered the nature of gang warfare on the Cape Flats. Mm. So your point, guns alter the outcome. They are much more lethal. They cause much more injury. We need to imagine, I liked the ad just before I came on air, we need to imagine a future without guns. Mm.
Another WhatsApp coming in this morning, and it says, "Hi Zane, I'm 64-year-old woman, had my gun license for 40 years. My gun saved my life twice. So if it is up to Gun-Free South Africa, I will have to give up my license. Obviously, that lady you're speaking to has never experienced danger. Thank you for a great show." It comes from Carol. I'm sure that you know the effect of, even if you haven't experienced, you know, that particular danger. I myself have been there once or twice, you know, accosted by somebody putting a gun in my face, and just getting off very, very lucky. But we know the effect of this, and this is why we need to advocate for, you know, a better society to live in, and a better society and a better control of guns.
Zane, I think many of us have been there. I've certainly been there as well. And what the available research shows us, that the presence of a gun escalates the potential for violence. So your attacker has a gun. If you have a gun, it immediately escalates the tension and the confrontation. And the outcome is usually a bad outcome. So I think this is about sort of more sort of criminological evidence. It's shown in house invasions, it's shown in one-on-one interactions, not having a weapon. And I would say for all of us, our aim has to be to get out alive, and one of the best ways to do that is to de-escalate the confrontation.
Just very quickly, Adele, and we're chatting to Adele Kirsten this morning, Director of Gun Free South Africa. Just give us the date for the deadline for public participation, please.
So Parliament, advised the Civilian Secretariat to spend the next 6 months, January to end June 2022, to do what they've called bilateral consultations. So this means consulting with people who have a stake in the amendment. And then the idea would be that after those consultations, the law is revised and then it comes to Parliament. So this is an opportunity, and Gunfree was certainly advocating that we have a number of consultations with government from, you know, the public health sector, the women's sector, the children's rights sector, organizations, you know, working in violence prevention. So this is a fantastic opportunity to really use evidence for people to tell their stories and for us to influence the amendment so that when it comes back to Parliament, it's the best possible version of the bill that we can have.
Adele Kirsten chatting to us, the Director of Gun Free South Africa.